Alhamdulillah, last night the 17th juz was recited, consisting of Surah Al-Anbiya and Surah Hajj. Surah Al-Anbiya is a Makki surah in which the fundamentals of deen are expounded. In the first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ, that the reckoning has drawn close for people, whereas they are in غَفْلَةٍ, unaware, and they are turning away. That these people are totally indifferent, and they are not paying attention. The time for reckoning has drawn here. That is based on the rule that كُلُّ مَا هُوَ آتِي فَهُوَ قَرِيبٌ, that everything that is to come is close. So a person's reckoning has come close. As we go every day, we go closer to our death. And whoever dies, مَنْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ, that's the beginning of his qiyamah. However, people are in ghaflat, they are unaware, negligent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah sends reminders for them in the form of the Qur'an. But اِسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ, they listen to it while they are playing. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts are in ghaflat, are in negligence. And they are totally unaware, they don't pay any attention at all to these reminders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends. So every person has to see that death has to be always in front of us, and that concern has to come in our hearts that we are to stand in front of Allah and give account for how we pass our life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the confusion of the kuffar with regards to the Quran and with regards to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kuffar, they could not deny that the Quran and the message that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought was having an effect on people. So to explain this, they resorted to different interpretations. But each one of this was a contradiction for the other. Sometimes they would say that this is sihr, this is jadu, black magic. Sometimes they would say that this is adghafu ahlam, it's just a jumble of dreams that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeing. And then in the morning when he wakes up, he tells it to people. Sometimes they would say, iftarahu, no, he has fabricated, he made it up. And sometimes they would say, sha'i, he is a poet, and this is poetry that he is presenting. So this is their confusion, that each, whatever interpretation they resorted to, it contradicted one another. If it was black magic, then it couldn't be poetry. If it was poetry, it couldn't be dreams. If it was dreams, then it couldn't be that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making it up. So this is the condition of the kuffar, that they see the effect of Iman, of Islam, of the Qur'an, but their hearts have been sealed and they are unable to accept it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains further regarding the risalat and messengerhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some of the objections that people had that a messenger cannot be a human. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers that all previous messengers that came were all human, and specifically from humans they were men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them normal like the rest of insan. They used to eat food as well, and they also had to taste of death. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains concerning the great signs around us as a means of introducing us towards the oneness and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْفًا, to the people who committed kufr, not see that the heavens and the earth were closed up, and there were no rain would fall from the sky, no vegetation would sprout from the earth. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we opened it up, the rain started to fall, vegetation started to sprout out from the earth. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ, and every living thing we have created and made it from water. أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, will people then to not believe? So from here we can understand that our beliefs have to be in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Qur'an, especially in these days, in these times when the great fitna of science, sometimes the beliefs that are taught to us regarding the creation of the heavens and the earth and the other bodies around us, Allah are sometimes in total contradiction and go against clear-cut ayat of the Qur'an and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have made وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا, we have made the sky a protected roof. And in the hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ has clearly mentioned that the sky has doors. On the occasion of Mi'raj, Nabi ﷺ went up, the doors were open. So this shows that the sky is a physical, tangible creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Science, on the other hand, tells us that first they used to say there's no such a thing as the sky, it's just a figment of a person's imagination, or they say it's just the reflection of the water on the dust particles that have collected in the atmosphere. So these beliefs and these teachings of science go clearly against the Quran. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَا not believe, you have to bring iman on what the Quran says. Also, for example, with regards to the sun, previously they would teach us that the sun is stationary, doesn't move. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا, that the sun moves and it travels. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ, the sun, the moon, they are all moving. So a person who has that belief that the sun then is stationary, some ulama used to say this was a belief of kufr, because it's going clearly against the teachings of Quran and of Hadith. Another famous belief and teaching of science is that of evolution, that man was first an ape or monkey, and through the evolutionary process he became a human being. That also is against the Quran. Allah Ta'ala clearly states, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ, that Allah Ta'ala created insan, Allah created man, not Allah created a monkey and a monkey transformed into man. So it's very important that our aqeedah have to be correct, and we have to make an effort to protect ourselves, protect our children. We send them to school and we are unaware what they are being taught. They are being taught regarding, for example, nowadays homosexuality is acceptable, it's a normal, natural way of life. And these kufr beliefs then will be created in them, and the consequences of this will be disastrous. May Allah Ta'ala protect all of our iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ, that the objection that they made that the Nabi is also going to die, Allah Ta'ala says that every man that Allah Ta'ala has created also had to die. Nobody had eternity. أَفَإِنْ مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ, if you are going to die and pass away, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then will these people live forever? No, they will also die. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, every soul will have to taste of death. So every person will have to die and he will have to leave this world. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً, while we are in this world, different conditions will come upon us. شَرْ and خَيْر, difficult conditions, bad conditions, and good conditions. Allah Ta'ala says this is all a fitna. Allah Ta'ala is testing us and trying us through these conditions. وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ, we will all return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there we will see the result of this test. That in these good conditions, difficult conditions, was a person successful? Did he pass or did he fail? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many incidents of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. The surah is also called Suratul Anbiya. 17 Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are mentioned in the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Musa and Harun alayhi salam, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam in some detail, how Ibrahim alayhi salam as a fata, as a young boy, he stood up for Tawheed and he broke the idols. And the incident is mentioned of how the people then brought him in front and they questioned him. And then they, despite realizing, nukitu ala ru'utihim, they understood the answers that Ibrahim alayhi salam gave to them were very easy to understand. And they realized that they were not on the right. But despite that, they couldn't accept. And then they let a huge fire and threw Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ, we gave the command and we said that, O fire, be cool and be peaceful for Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا, they intended and plotted against him. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ, but we made them the greatest losers. So when a person will stand up for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will sometimes have to undergo difficulties, go against his people, but he stands up for the haq, for the truth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the fitna, in the fires of the different conditions around him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him and grant him a garden of peace and serenity. But the condition, as Hazrat mentioned last night, is that it doesn't come from the beginning. Allah will test you just before Ibrahim alayhi salam was in the fire, this is when it became a garden, not from before. So we have to be ready for these sacrifices that will come. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, and Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning them that Allah ta'ala granted them different types of bounties. Allah granted them great understanding. They were able to decide in matters and cases that were brought before them with a lot of wisdom. And Allah granted them also many physical bounties. Allah ta'ala taught them how to manufacture armor. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, for him the wind was put at his command that it would blow for him and take him wherever he wanted to go. And this was all by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shayateen, they used to work for him, diving into the ocean and taking out pearls, etc. And doing other work, construction, etc. All of this year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we had put them under his control. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and the du'as that they made. Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, who was tested with a sickness for a very long time. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ, that, O my Rabb, difficulty has afflicted me, وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. Allah ta'ala says, اِسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, we accepted his dua, فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرِّ, we removed the difficulty that has come upon him, وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ, we granted him his family and the like of it thereof. Some ulama say that he was given double of what he had previously. رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا, as a mercy from our side. وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ, and as a reminder that those who will make ibadah and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's help, Allah ta'ala's mercy will come to them. The second Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his dua is that of Zannun, the person of the fish, Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا, when he went upset at his people that they did not want to accept the message after he made a lot of effort on them, and the sign, as the previous mentioned, the sign of punishment came. So he went without waiting for the command, the direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come for him to leave the village. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused it such that he boarded on the ship, and the ship began to fall into trouble. So the people said that it seems that a slave who had run away from his master, they drew lots, and each time his name came out, they didn't want to accept because they saw his good quality, his good, what a good person, good nature he was. But after the third time, either he jumped himself into the ocean or they threw him, and then he was swallowed by the fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in these darknesses, فَنَادَا فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, in all of these darknesses, the darkness of the water, the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the fish, the belly of the fish, he called out to us, أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ, La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides you. Only we worship you. Subhanak. You are pure. You are free from any blemish. You are free from any fault, any defect. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I am from the wrongdoers. I have done wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, we accepted his dua. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ, and we saved him from this ghamm, this worry, this grief that he was in. And وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, in a similar way, we will save those who have iman. Whoever will call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this dua, make this dua, Allah ta'ala will take him out from whatever grief, whatever difficulty he is in. This ayat is, this dua is famously known as ayat al-kareema, and it's the tried and experience of the pious, that a person who is in any grief, any difficulty, and he turns out to Allah, reading this dua, and having conviction that I am wrong, this condition is upon me because of my wrongdoing. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin, I am from the wrongdoers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him. The person is in difficulty, can read it 313 times, there will be great effect in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him and deliver him. And the third Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. He also called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as was mentioned yesterday, for offspring. Allah ta'ala granted him Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam as his son. Allah ta'ala says that إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, all of these anbiya alayhim as-salam that were mentioned, they would hasten in doing good deeds. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا, and they called out to us, they used to invoke us, رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا, two qualities. One is with hope, with umid in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly, out of fear. So a mu'min has to combine these two qualities, the qualities of hope, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great. Allah is so kind, so merciful. So we have to have hope in our ibadah when we call him, when we make it dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, we have to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two qualities have to be combined. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And they had our, and they were fearful of us. Then Surah Al-Hajj, which is a Madani surah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning mentions concerning the scene, the frightful scenes of the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. O people, fear your Rabb. Verily the earthquake that will happen and occur on the day of Qiyamah is a very great and a severe thing. We know in this world an earthquake occurs, such devastation, destruction occurs. This will happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala says, عَظِيمٌ, it's very great, so great it is, that on the day when you will see it, تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَةٍ. Every nursing mother will forget and become unaware of her sucking baby. She'll forget her baby. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. Every pregnant woman will abort her fetus. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. You will see people in a stupor. You will see people as they are intoxicated. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. But they will not be intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But because the punishment of Allah is so severe, this is the condition that will come over him. So a person has to have اِتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that people have doubt concerning how Allah ta'ala is going to resurrect and bring people back to life again. Allah ta'ala gives two proofs that is nothing far-fetched. Look, O insan, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. Allah ta'ala created you min turab. Allah created you from sand. A person is formed from semen, and the semen comes from food, and food comes from the ground, from sand. So every person is created from sand. ثم من نطفة, then from a drop of semen. ثم من علقة, then from a drop of blood. ثم من مضغة, then from a piece of flesh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the fetus through these different stages, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثم نخرجكم طفلا, then we take you out from the stomach, the wombs of your mother as a child. ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم, then you reach the age where you have strength. ومنكم من يتوفى, some of you then will die, some of you then will live longer, and will be returned إلى أرذل العمر, to the age of senility, when a person loses all knowledge that he had, he forgets everything. So, oh man, look at this here. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create you from after something so insignificant like sand, like semen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made you a perfect human being. How can you still have that doubt that Allah ta'ala doesn't have the ability to recreate? The second example Allah ta'ala gives is concerning the earth. That you see the earth is completely dry, dead. فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءِ. Then when we send water on the earth, it does that. It springs back to life. It stirs up. وَرَبَتْ وَأَمْبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيدٍ. And it sprouts and grows all different types of vegetation. So in a similar way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how He brings the dead earth back to life again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring every person back to life on the day of Qiyamah. A slight form of rain will fall down, and from that every person will come back to life. People will come out from the grave and will go towards Mahshar, the plain of reckoning. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the command of Hajj that Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded to announce to the people, after which the surah is named Surah Al-Hajj, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we showed Ibrahim alayhi salam the place of the Kaaba, and we commanded him that do not ascribe any partners to me, and keep my house pure for those who will make tawaf, those who will make ibadah, those who will prostrate, make ruku and sidda. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ, and announce the Hajj amongst the people. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا, they will come on foot. وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِنٍ, on lean camels that have become lean and thin out of the distance because of the long journey that they had undertaken. All of these people will come and assemble for the Hajj. At that time there was nobody staying in Makkah Mukarramah. Come in the hadith that Ibrahim alayhi salam said, oh Allah, how must I make? I must make this i'lan announcement where there's nobody around here. Allah ta'ala said that you make the i'lan, you make the announcement, we will cause a voice to reach. It's mentioned then that Ibrahim alayhi salam called and announced that, O people, Allah ta'ala has made the Hajj farad upon you to perform the Hajj. And then this announcement, Allah ta'ala caused it to reach every person, those that were not even born until that time, was still in alam al-arwah, the realm of the souls. And whoever was going to make Hajj until the day of Qiyamah, they said labbayk to this call and announcement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained regarding the rites of Hajj, some of the rules and regulations concerning Hajj and Qurbani And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in every ibadah, it's not the outward form that is important. In qurbani, it's not the meat and the blood that is what is seen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yanaluhu taqwa minkum. It is the fear of Allah, the taqwa that is in you. This is what reaches to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with the outward form being correct, a person should make an effort on the inside so that every act of his is imbued and is filled with the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the permission is given to the believers that they can fight against those who oppress them. Previous to this, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were commanded to make sabr, even though they had asked on many occasions Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for permission to retaliate, but they were always commanded to make sabr, to bear patiently. Then the ayat was revealed, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. The permission now was granted to them that they are able to retaliate. And then later on the permission was given that they can make iqdami jihad, that is an offensive jihad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, every Nabi that came, his people mocked at him. And nothing new that is owned of Muhammad, his people will mock at you. And shaitan in every time and era will make an effort to create doubt in the hearts of people concerning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. However, yantaqu Allahu ma yulqi shaitan, whatever doubt shaitan tries to create and put in the heart, Allah ta'ala will remove this doubt through the explanation of the ulama and through how they will explain to us the deen and the teachings of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove this doubt that shaitan creates, and those who are firm, this will be a means of strengthening the iman. However, those people who have marad and they have sickness in their heart, then it will become a means of them going further away from deen, the doubt that shaitan tries to create in their heart. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that whatever you will attach yourself to besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very weak. It cannot help you, it cannot assist you. People who call out unto idols, etc., they are calling out to something that is totally weak. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Whoever you call out unto besides Allah, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. You can't even create a fly, even if they have to all gather together. But and even more than that, they are so weak. وَإِنْ يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ. If the fly has to snatch something from them, they cannot get it back. ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. The one who worships, the one who is worshipping, who is being worshipped, the one who seeks, the one who is being sought, all of them are very, very weak. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. You have not truly recognized the greatness, the qudrat, and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah is very powerful. Allah ta'ala is very mighty. We have to build our ta'alluq and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will this be? Through making ruku and sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah, doing good deeds, and jahidu fillahi haqqa jihadi, and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us. He has made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great ummah, that this ummah that has been given the name of Muslims, that we are subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this year we have to establish salah, we have to discharge our zakah, and hold firm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. He is our mawla, he is our owner, our master. نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى. What a great mawla we have. وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. What a great assistant we have. What a great helper we have. So we have to establish our connection and our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month of Ramadan. It's a great opportunity for us to strengthen our ta'alluq with Allah. Allah ta'ala grant us all a strong connection.